Norwegian bread makes you live so long you wish you were dead. You add some yogurt and you'll be well fed with blackstrap, molasses, and Norwegian bread.
My grandpa's older than the old gray mare. He sits a-rocking in his rocking chair. But now he's got a smile that he can't lose. And grandma's sitting knitting baby's shoes.
From eating blackstrap, molasses, and the Norwegian bread makes you live so long you wish you were dead. You add some yogurt and you'll be well fed with blackstrap, molasses, and Norwegian bread.
I gave up cherry pie and T-bone steak, chicken fricassee and ice cream cake. I don't need vitamins or pills at all. I even mix it with my haddock call.
I'm eating blackstrap, molasses, and Norwegian bread. Makes you live so long you wish you were dead. You add some yogurt and you'll be well fed with blackstrap, molasses, and Norwegian bread.
My nerves were jumpy and I'd walk the floor. I never got to sleep till after four. But since I'm eating right, I feel okay. I'm sleeping every night and half the day.
From I'm eating blackstrap, molasses, and Norwegian bread.
From eating
blackstrap, you live so long you wish you were dead.
From eating
you add some yogurt and you'll be well fed.
From eating
blackstrap, molasses, and Norwegian bread.
Inka dinka, inka dinka, inka dinka doo.
Now I was thinner than a pencil line, had no muscles and I had no spine. But now I'm friskier than a pup. All you have to do is prop me up.
Just feed me blackstrap, molasses, and the Norwegian bread. I may say you live so long you wish you were dead. You add some yogurt and you'll be well fed with blackstrap, molasses, and the Norwegian bread.
Know a fella who is 92.
Doctors told the guy that he was through.
But now that the doctor has been proven wrong,
he's got more hop in him than hop along.
From eating blackstrap, molasses, and the Norwegian bread makes you live so long you wish you were dead. You add some yogurt and you'll be well fed with the blackstrap, molasses, and the Norwegian bread.
All right. Welcome to another edition of Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. I'm here with Chaz Justice.
All righty.
And you can probably guess by that track we just heard today's show is going to be about food. We're going to call today's show Let's Eat. And you know what? I'm so burnt out from last week's festival. We had such a good time. I could really use...
You need some comfort food, Raj.
Some comfort food. So you know what, Chaz?
What's that, Raj?
I want some of your pie.
Oh, Lord.
Let's go.
I got it, baby.
Ain't gonna tell you no lie. I want a piece of your custard pie. You got to give me some of it. You got to give me some of it. You got to give me some of it. Before you give it all away. I'm not bragging, but understood. Everything I do, I try to do it good. You got to give me some of it. Yeah. You got to give me some of it. You got to give me some of it, or you give it all away. Now your custard pie looks good and nice. When you cut it, please save me a slice. You got to give me some of it. Yes, you is. You got to give me some of it. You got to give me some of it, or you give it all away. Wait now. Wait, Uncle Fuller. I live right across that street. You cut that pie, please save me a piece. You got to give me some of it. You got got to give me some of it. You got to give me some of it before you get it all the way. Pay for me. Yeah. Well, it's good enough for me. You got to give me some of it. Yeah, give me some of it. You got to give me some of it before you get it all away.
My sack, blood, hounds on. neatly to the door. I put them on the floor. Keep my skillet good and greasy all the time. Keep my skillet good and greasy all the time. I was walking down the street and I stole a hammer beat. Got my skillet good and greasy all the time. Got my skillet good and greasy all the time. I was going to the hills by the barmy and jug of brandy, grind to give it all to Mandy. He was good and drunk and woozy all the time. He was good and drunk and woozy all the time. A nigger on the floor, the finger on the trigger, and eye on the hole. Gun it went blimp, and the bullet it went this. But on the hog with all of his grip, got my skillet good and greasy all the time. Got my skillet good and greasy all the time.
All right, we just heard from Uncle Dave, 1924, Keep My Skillet Good and Greasy. That's a send that out to Eric Fry. It was Uncle Dave Macon, who was actually a big Opry star in his day. And when it was a funny story, when he passed away, actually Eric Fry told me this story, when he passed away that there was this big to-do about what was in his safe when he died. And they did wonder whether they should open the safe or keep the safe closed and what was in the safe. And they finally got the safe open, and they found an empty bottle of Jack Daniels.
And before that, we heard, I Like Pie, I Like Cake. And that was by the Four Clefs from 1939. They're kind of credited wrong on the album. It says the Four Chefs. I guess they were thinking about food. But the Four Clefs were actually from Chicago. They were on the Bluebird label. Consisted of William Chapman, he was the lead singer, and he also played vibes. James Marshall on vocals and piano, Johnny Green on vocals and guitar, and Melvin Chapman on vocals and the big bass fiddle. That was a novelty foxtrot. Before that, we heard I Want Some of Your Pie. That was Blind Boy Fuller from 1938. And we opened up at the top of the show that song about blackstrap molasses and the wheat germ bread. It's called Blackstrap Molasses. And I believe that's a radio recording from the 40s. And in order, we heard Jimmy Durante.
Yeah, the schnoz.
The big schnozola, who was in a lot of movies. You might remember Dumbo. And after him, we heard Groucho Marx. Yeah. From the Marx Brothers, of course, and Danny Kaye, a great song and dance man from back then, and Jane Wyman, Stage of Star and Screen. So we're going to move it right along, and here we go.
Morning, folks. This is Hank Williams. Sure glad we could get together this morning. Sure hope you sat down to a delicious breakfast of Angie Mama pancakes. Louis Buckwheat, that is.
Right here, Hank.
You know, we've got all our friends gathered around here. I've sung a song. It's a pretty day. Why don't you make things just perfect now by talking to us about Aunt Jemima pancakes and buckwheat cakes?
Can't get enough of them, can you? Tell you what, Hank, I'm going to let the real expert talk to us. Aunt Jemima, we're listening.
I know you like my extra light Aunt Jemima pancakes, but for a change of flavor, I know you'll also like my tangy buckwheat mix. Mm-hmm. Just add milk, and you'll bake the most wonderful buckwheat cakes with just the right amount of old-time buckwheat goodness. Not a speck too little or too much. And light? My buckwheat cakes are so light and digestible, children can just eat and eat. For variety, try both kinds of my mixes. My pancake mix for fluffy light Aunt Jemima pancakes, and my buckwheat mix for golden Aunt Jemima buckwheats. Remember, there's nothing more tempting in this whole wide world Sam and Jemima's buckwheat flight and say, why don't you try some today?
You know, here in the South, women like to please their husbands. And if you want to know what every man deep down in his heart remembers with the greatest pleasure, it's the light, fluffy pancakes and buckwheat cakes of his boyhood days. So if you want your man to feel like a boy again, just sit him down tomorrow morning to a stack of piping hot, butter-melting Aunt Jemima pancakes or buckwheats. They're so light, they're actually as digestible as toast. You know why? Because both Aunt Jemima pancake mix and her buckwheat mix now come to you fluff whipped for extra lightness. Your man can eat and eat all he wants of Aunt Jemima pancakes. How about tomorrow morning?
You uppity women, I don't understand why you gotta go try to act like a man. But before you make your weekly visit to the shrink, you better occupy the kitchen, liberate the sink. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. That's what I do, my baby said. On this liberation, it's going to your head. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. Early every morning, you're out on the street, passing out pamphlets to everyone you meet. Gave up your maiden form for Lent. Now the front of your dress has an air scoop in. Every single great man that's ever come along had a little woman always telling him he's wrong. Eve said to Adam, here's an apple you hossed. And Delilah defoliated Samson's moss.
Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. That's what I do, my baby said. It's going to your head. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed.
Mean-minded harpies are breaking all the laws, tearing up the girdles and are burning up the bras. Now the air is dirty and the sex is clean, and your coffee makes my hair turn green. So damn emancipated in your mind and your body, gonna have to cancel all your lessons in karate. If you can't love a male chauvinist, you better cross me off of your shopping list.
Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. That's what I do, my baby said. Woman's liberation, it's going to your head. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed.
David, don't put no more baking powder in your bread, you see. Cause your biscuits is plenty tall enough for me. Baby, I don't want no more sugar and your jelly roll, you see. Cause your jelly roll is plenty sweet enough for me. Some men like lunch meat and some they like sole tongue. Some men don't care for biscuits, they like the doggone big fat bun. But baby, don't put no more baking powders in your bread, you see. Cause your two biscuits is plenty big enough for me. You see, cause your biscuits is plenty tall enough for me. Baby, don't put no more sugar and your jelly roll you'll see, 'cause your jelly roll is plenty sweet enough for me. There's some men, you know, they're straight. Some crickets are ball of snakes. Some men don't like bungin' biscuits like the doggone flatbed egg cake. But baby, don't put no more baking powders in your bread, you see, 'cause your biscuits is plenty tall enough for me.
Bo Carter.
Yeah.
The Chapman Brothers.
That's right. One of the original Mississippi Sheiks with Your Biscuits Are Big Enough For Me. That was from 1936. Before that, we heard Get Your Biscuits in the Oven and Your Buns in the Bed. None other than Kinky Friedman, a man who needs no explanation. And before that, there was a little interesting piece of radio that was a Quaker Oats audition tape. I believe that was from 1951. And that was the Aunt Jemima spot featuring Hank Williams, who would go on to do a series of radio shows called the Mother Best Flower Hour. They'd talk a lot about biscuits. And we just heard a trio of biscuits. I'm just about full up of biscuits. I think we need some meat. What do you think?
We need some protein.
I think so. Let's get right to it.
You know my baby cooked some meat the other morning. It was good eating meat, boys, but it sure tastes bad. Well, I eat some meat at 12. I had some at 4. I'm getting pretty hungry. I'm going back and eat some more, because it's good eating meat, boy. Yeah, it just tastes so doggone bad. It's got as strong as old taste. Oh, now some men don't like meat when they see them just right, but I'll eat anything through the day. Please give me my strong meat at night. I mean, it's good eating meat, boy. Yeah, I swear it tastes bad. As strong as old taste. Oh, the meat I ever had. Now you can soak it all day, get up late and wash it at night, but when you're getting to eating it, it still don't taste right. I mean, it's good eating meat, boy. Hey, but it just tastes so darn bad. It's got as strong as old taste. Ooh, any meat I ever had.
Chuck, you got good bank for foul, boy.
Well, you've been soaking all night. Get up and wash it the next day. But ain't no soap and water gonna get that strong taste away. I mean, it's good eating meat, boys. Yeah, I mean, it just tastes bad. Strong as old taste, one and meat I ever had.
When I was a little bird, I'd always wish to fly. I'd flap my wings very fast. I flew up towards the sky. When I got up in heaven, seen something I never have seen. That said 10,000 burly coons fighting about a ton of green. There's a pool about a ton of green. Eat a pot full every day. Say your cornbread and your good buttermilk and your good old a ton of green. Say the white folks goes to the college and the Negro goes to the field. Say the white man learns to read and write whilst the Negro learns to steal. Say the white man he wears broadcloth and the Indian he loves jeans. But here come a donkey with his overalls on, fighting about a ton of green. He's a fool about a ton of green. Eats a pot full every day. Say your cornbread and your good buttermilk and your good old ton of green. White folks in that parlor just eating cake and cream. That Negro back in the kitchen still fighting over a ton of green. He's a fool about a ton of green. Eats a pot full every day. Say your cornbread and your good buttermilk and your good old ton of green.
Exercise your jaw by eating coleslaw. Best old goodness that you ever saw. You can break no law by wanting coleslaw. It ain't nothing but some cabbage raw. Just a simple southern treat. It's fine with meat and things to eat. Your chops go flop with every drop. Your teeth go bop, you'll never stop. Yes, in Arkansas, they serve you coleslaw. That's good strategy without a flaw. It's a cinch to draw a plate of coleslaw. It ain't nothing but some cabbage raw.
That was Louis Jordan singing a song of social importance there. He was known for that. That was a song about coleslaw.
Yeah, that was a nice little food trio we had there. Before that, we had Sam Chapman, another original Mississippi Chic, who is the brother of Bo Carter, who is really Bo Carter Chapman. And we heard two tunes by him. First, he had his meat, then he had his turnip greens.
Balanced.
And that was like from the mid-60s. He was still alive in the mid-60s, and recorded that. The first one was called Good Eatin' Meat Boy. The second one was Turnip Greens. So let's see. We had meat, greens, coleslaw.
Well balanced.
Let's see. We'd move on to something else, but we want to tell you that you're listening to Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. I'm here with Chaz Justice.
How y'all doing?
And this show is brought to you as a public service from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette on KRVS-FM. We're broadcasting from the plush but not overly ostentatious Cypress Lake Studio right here on campus.
Fine place to be.
It is a fine place to be. And, Chaz, where are you going?
Actually, I got to go. Everybody around the studio is getting so hungry here in this show that they got me a big to-go order to go grab. I figure you can handle it, Roger.
Oh, no.
What do you want?
I don't know what I'm going to do without you.
Get lonesome?
Oh, you know what? I'm going to play me a comfort song. But I'll see you later when you get back next week. Have a nice time in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, going down for the jazz festival.
Oh, yeah, we'll have fun there, and we'll see you later. Right now, we're going to go into our old buddy, Dean Martin.
That's a movie. Damn, that old. Smoke a cigar while I sing. Go ahead, Mac.
It's going to be somebody different. Get without a cigar. 11,694, take 6.
Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Goes with me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Are you ready to cut it, or you want to relax a while?
No, I'm ready.
If we get any more relaxed, we'll have to carry us around in the bucket.
Belafonte's gonna hate me.
Make one more?
Yeah.
We gonna do it again?
I'm enjoying this. All right, we'll have real serious this time. Don't tease him. We got it.
All right.
Ready?
L to WW0331, take five.
Mamma mia, I love your pizza, sprinkled on with lots of sausage, lots of mushrooms, and anchovies across the mozzarella. I love your pizza when you use those red hot peppers. You fulfill your one desire to set the world on fire. Of red hot pizza, those foreign foods like turnip greens, black eyed peas, and pork and beans. We gave them up 'cause nothing.
Please, the waiter's voice roared down the hall. You
gets no bread with one meatball.
One meatball.
Oh, over easy.
One meatball.
You
gets no bread with one meatball.
You get no bread with one meatball. One meatball.
For tall and lanky.
One meatball.
Feed it to Frankie.
You get no bread with one meatball.
All right, we're back. Actually, I should say I'm back. Chaz just split for New Orleans right in the middle of the show, but he had to. So I'm going to carry on and keep you nourished here with our food show. We just heard One Meatball, a Great Depression-era song. That was from some radio show in the early 40s. Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters. Before that, the irrepressible Homer and Jethro. That's Homer Haynes and Jethro Burns, great musical team. It was Homer singing, I Love Your Pizza. You might recognize that tune, sung to the tune of Shenandoah, I Love Your Daughter. Instead of saying, I love your daughter, I love your pizza. And they were famous for those parodies, and we opened it up. That little chorus there with When the Moon Hits Your Eye Like a Big Pizza Pie, that's Amore. And of course, that was the great Dino himself, Dean Martin. And we're going to move right along. We're going to go to Chicago in 1980. And the great Steve Goodman, a guy that really left us way too soon. And the tune he's going to play is Chicken Cordon Blues, which I think is perfect for our next course. So here we go.
Chicken cordon bleu. My stomach is empty and all I got is food for thought. I've been sitting here thinking about the 20 pounds of groceries we bought. We bought 10 pounds of brown rice, 5 bowls of beans, 5 pounds of granola. You know what that means. I'm a regular fella, and I've got the chicken cordon bleu. Star for
direction. Don't think I can stand. This stuff is so strange. Cockroaches moved next door. See the old dog standing in the street. Got a big smile on his face because they let him eat me. And I got you. And I got the chicken cordon bleu.
Don't you touch me, tomato. Touch me, hear me, pumpkin potato. Goodness sake, don't touch me, tomato. Touch me this, you touch me that. Touch me everything I got. Touch me flam, me apple too. But here's one thing you just can't do. All you do is feel up, feel up. Ain't you tired of feel up, feel up? All you do is squeeze up, squeeze up. Man, ain't you tired of squeeze up, squeeze up? Please, mister, don't you touch me, tomato. Please, don't you touch me, tomato. Don't you touch me, tomato. Please, don't you touch me, tomato. Touch me here, me pumpkin potato. Goodness sake, don't touch me, tomato. Mister, take advice from me. The more you look, the less you'll see. But if you just must have your way, double the price you'll have to pay. All you do is feel up, feel up. Ain't you tired of feel up, feel up? All you do is squeeze up, squeeze up. Man, ain't you tired of squeeze up, squeeze up? You're hard like a coconut, but nuts are nuts and nothing but. Before the chapter's good and hard, make up your mind, man, what is what? 'Cause all you do is feel up, feel up. Ain't you tired of feel up, feel up? All you do is squeeze up, squeeze up. Man, ain't you tired of squeeze up, squeeze up? Please, mister, don't you touch me, tomato. Please, don't you touch me, tomato.
Ever had. Now matzo balls and gefilte fish makes you order up an extra dish. Matzo balls, gefilte fish, really, really, really very fine. Now you put a little horseradish on it and make it very mellow because it really knocks you right on out. Thank you. the matzo balls, gefilte fish, the best old dish I ever, ever had. The matzo balls, gefilte fish, it makes you order up an extra dish. Matzo balls, gefilte fish, with a little horseradish on the side. Makes it mellow, makes it jello, mellow as a jello boy. Horseradish with matzo balls. Matzo ball stew.
I love you, so I
All right, we're back. That's where we were left with, folks, after all that great food. We were left with peanuts. And that was a band from England called the Tender Sticks, off their new album, which is called Falling Down a Mountain. The beautiful female voice you heard was the great Canadian singer Mary Margaret O'Hara. Sure wish she would record more. For that, we had a little matzo balls. Matzo balls and gefilte fish. Makes you order up another dish. That was the great Slim and Slam. Slim Galliard and Slam Stewart, a guitar and bass tandem. It was recorded in New York City on October 11th, 1939. Before that, we heard Little Nora with Don't Touch Me, Tomato. That's, sorry about all the scratches on that record. That's from an old record called Calypso Carnival from the early 60s. And, of course, before that, we heard the great Steve Goodman with Chicken Cordon Blues. Well, you've been listening to Freetown Radio. We're quickly running out of time here. My name is Roger Cash. I was here earlier with Chaz Justice, who had to split for New Orleans. Hopefully he'll be back next week, and hopefully you will too. Freetown Radio is brought to you as a public service from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette on KRVS 88.7 FM.